And my family at Thanksgiving, we don't really have political discussions. I think we're all just very cynical.
Yeah.
We usually just talk about what's going on in our lives.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, right.
And tell jokes, funny stories and things like that.
We try to do that. We talk about what we're grateful for.
Okay, we don't even do that. Maybe when we're drunk.
We're thankful for it. I'm thankful for it. It's not grateful giving.
I'm thankful for this Hennessy that my uncle brought to the table.
This is Thanksgiving, the musical. It's not the casual they miss. If you want culture, go fuck yourself. Because that is not what...
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, so this is our Thanksgiving holiday prep special.
Yes, right? Happy Thanksgiving, yeah. Thanksgiving to all of you.
Happy Thanksgiving for everybody who's out there.
Well, Thanksgiving really is a play. It was an off-Broadway play.
Yeah, well, first, let's back up. It started off as a low-budget B-horror movie.
Oh, right.
And then it became a musical.
Right.
And now it's, helped produce it. Its first East Coast premiere when I did the festival, The Offensive. And now the rights are out there. The producers wanted me to let people know that the rights are available. If anyone wants to put on Thanksgiving the musical, you can do so.
And it's very funny.
It's very funny. We'll have a couple of selections of the music throughout, and you can get a taste for it. And I also put the link up. But it's I have the soundtrack. It's hilarious. You can go to they have a website. I think it's probably like thankskilling.com. It has information about it and clips of the shows. Mm-hmm. And I think it just last week or a couple weeks ago, they did it in Ohio.
Oh, they did.
Like someone bought the rights and then put it together.
Yeah.
So it's out there. Yes. It's not appropriate maybe for high school musicals.
No, but for college.
Yes, for college.
College and above.
Or if you have just some people who enjoy putting on offensive theater.
Yeah. Like, it is offensive. It is fun. Hilarious. Yeah, so happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. So what do you have?
Well, if you're hosting Thanksgiving for the first time or cooking Thanksgiving for the first time, have you have cooked Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you were there.
Yes.
Greg and I and Katie and my mom did a Thanksgiving a couple years ago that we prepared. I think we prepared for like 7 or 8 hours. We ate for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay.
Then we drank for the rest.
Yeah, then we drank for the rest. We're like, that's it. We did not have a turkey.
There was no turkey.
No.
There was fish.
There were lots of fish.
Fish with the eyes, and I think I took a picture.
Yes,
oh, it had whole the head fish. On it, yes.
Whole fish, because like Native Americans, we don't want to waste any part of the animal.
Yeah, and Jaquetta gave me assignments throughout.
Yes. I think
cut
you did
this,
rice.
Peel this.
Yes. And then drink this.
Yeah.
I think it was the final assignment.
Like, okay. No.
And it was not hectic, though.
Yeah.
No. Because we were just amongst friends.
Yes.
So there weren't any extended family members coming. There weren't any like children coming. There were no people who had previously been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, the local alcoholic from the family wasn't going to be there. Right. It was just, you know, four people having a low key.
Yeah. Cooking,
boozy,
chatting, drinking and having a nice Thanksgiving. It was a really nice Thanksgiving.
But if you're not in that situation, this is about preparing your first hectic Thanksgiving.
Yes. So you're hosting and cooking this great American meal, and it's a big milestone for a cook.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, it
is. I guess people make a really big deal out of these things.
Because this is a major, major dinner.
Yeah.
And if you're cooking it by yourself and you want it to go right and it's for a holiday.
True, true.
There are 12 essentials distilled from the most frequent points we heard. If Thanksgiving seems daunting, these are 12 points that will make it organized.
I would say point one, order out. If you are a New Yorker, you can get a turkey and then fix it up and make it look like you did it yourself.
Yes. That's all you need to do.
That's all you need.
Wave it around your kitchen.
Put those little weird feet things that people put on the end. They look like chef hats.
Yes.
You put on the feet of the turkey.
Yeah, do that.
And put some, I don't know, chair or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like ornamentation and then pass it off as your own.
That was my favorite scene from the movie Always, which is one of my favorite movies, by the way.
I don't even know this movie.
Yes, you do. Richard Dreyfuss, Holly Hunter.
No.
Richard Dreyfuss and Holly Hunter are in love. They're together. And he dies. Spoiler alert.
You should say spoiler alert at the beginning. When is this movie in the 80s?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's okay to spoil it. I think the word is out.
But he comes back as a ghost, and he
I feel like you list a lot of movies like this where the guy dies immediately and then comes back as a ghost or an alien.
Right, and he's like, why am I sent back? And they're like, you have work to do.
Because you're Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, so he's back, and he is like kind of watching Holly Hunter, his ex, his girlfriend, his love. And
prepare a turkey?
Well, she needs to move on with her life, and she doesn't want to. She's stuck. She's still in love with him.
Okay.
And her life is kind of in a holding pattern.
And he just died, but he's got to come back immediately.
Yeah.
He can't even rest a minute.
No.
Okay.
And then, so his job now is to help her move on and find another love.
Okay. Don't you think somebody else would be better with
that? I know.
Like,
I know.
Not your dead ex? That's not helping me move on if you're constantly around. Being like, that guy seems okay. I checked him out. It's like, please, Richard. Okay, so what...
So she finally meets this guy. She's not... kind of having feelings for him, and she's like, all right, I'll cook him dinner, but she orders the dinner.
Okay.
And she gets the roasted chicken, and it's hot, you know, from the, she brings it in, and she's dumps it in a pan and starts waving it around the kitchen. She's like dancing around the kitchen with it to get the smell in the kitchen.
Oh, that'll happen anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to help that.
So that's what we're saying, like, so with our Thanksgiving, you can just dance around the kitchen.
Yeah, fake it. You can even, in New York, you can even have people come in and set everything up and then fuck off before your guests get there. Like, it's like that. In any case, so.
All right.
So on to the real tips.
Yeah, so the real tip here is, number one, never turn down help.
Okay.
So if Thanksgiving is a potluck affair, you know, that's the beauty of that kind of thing. Let friends and family bring things and be shameless about delegating the parts of the meal that stress you out.
That's sketchy. I always say bring booze.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the booze can be the most expensive part of the dinner.
Yes.
If you're having a lot of people over. If you want to get champagne, if you want to get nice handles of liquor, it's nice for your guests, I think, to bring that because you save money on that.
Yeah.
You don't really save time, but okay.
Yeah, but still, come on, with some side dishes.
Some side dishes, yeah. But you got to be careful because some people can't cook.
Yeah.
And then you have to put their side dish, like, way to the side. Like, wait. Or you'd be like, oh my God, I dropped it. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know? It fell on the floor.
Oh, yeah. And they say, like, mashed potatoes can be brought by someone in a crock pot.
Mm-hmm. Who can't cook.
And, yeah, make sure that the guests aren't bringing things that have to be put in the oven right when they
Yeah. You got to organize that.
An appetizer should be covered by someone who doesn't arrive late.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't tell you enough about the parties that I've been to where people bring, like, I'll bring an appetizer, and it's like, you're always late.
Well, why wouldn't they just bring the dessert?
Because they...
Want to bring the appetizer.
They want to bring the... Think that they're... I don't know. They're living in a dream world.
It's like my mom is not a bad cook, and she won't mind me saying this because she's eaten her meals before. But she was always the person who... They're like, bring rolls.
Yeah.
Ice. And some napkins. That's what you can contribute.
I bring dessert, even though I'm there first.
Well, because you want to make sure there's some good dessert.
Yeah. And cause that's it. I just like bringing the box.
It's easier.
From the bakery.
Yeah, from the bakery.
What am I going to do?
Pick out some Brussels sprouts? No.
Yeah.
Carry that in the subway? I don't think so. Like an asshole? Okay. I can bring a nice cake.
Yeah. The second tip is to make as much ahead as possible.
Okay.
That's true. Like you do it the night before.
Yeah.
You know, chop and mash and do all that.
Well, yeah, whatever you have to do. Blanch.
Yeah, anything that doesn't take too much thinking, because then you could drink wine.
True.
While you're doing it.
Like cutting.
Yeah. Let's see. Number three, don't experiment with new recipes.
Hell no. That's not the time to be like, you know, I've never really worked with venison before, but there's going to be about 20 people who are really hungry. Let me try it.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, Welsh rarebit? No problem.
Number four, start early on your non-food prep. Huh? So make sure all your silver is polished. Your china is out.
Okay. I was thinking like, you know, get your booze concoctions that have to sit by the heater for a while, nice and go, you know, get that stewed up.
No, make sure you have your napkins.
Okay. Yeah.
Set the table.
Yeah. Get everything together.
Yeah. It takes a long time to get ready for Thanksgiving because you have to clean,
mm-hmm.
get all the accoutrement.
You have to have that one room where you shove all your shady shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, barricade the door somehow. You're like, oh, no, there's nothing in there.
Yeah, no. It's just, that's our
yeah.
space. Consider making the turkey the day before. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about. Well,
there's
a way to do it where you put it in the night before at a very low heat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get up early and just
And bake?
Take it up a notch.
Okay.
And then it's ready.
I wouldn't know. I've never tried to make a turkey before. There's never been enough people in my family at a gathering, because I have a very small family, to consume a turkey. That's why I said Cornish hens.
I see.
You know?
Oh, yeah, right.
For each person, get a Cornish hen. Here you go. Boom.
Yeah, done. It's your own personal turkey.
Your own mini turkey. I think when I was a kid, I thought they were like baby turkeys.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody did.
They look
when
the same.
When you see something little, you're like, it's a baby of the big thing.
It didn't make it.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it could be anything. All right, so have a cocktail or wine ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for everything.
Yeah.
Don't wait for the holidays or, you know, even the evening.
Yeah, so make sure that's ready first, because guests don't care if dinner is served an hour later than planned if they have a drink in their hand.
True.
Appetizers. Don't make a big deal over appetizers. I beg to differ.
Yeah, I disagree. I love appetizers. And I think I eat more of that. Usually by the time the actual meal comes, we're like,
yeah.
Just a small piece.
And that's a successful Thanksgiving.
Yes, and that's a good Thanksgiving.
I love appetizers. If I could have all appetizers for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just graze.
Yeah, that would be my thing. Why? No, I'm dreaming about that.
I generally in my family, I'm the person who's like, did y'all make an extra mac and cheese for me? Because I'll be eating that. I just carb up.
Yeah. Oh,
carbs.
Yeah, right. The potatoes.
The rolls, potatoes, potato salad, scallop potatoes, like anything potato related, anything with macaroni, any of that kind of stuff. Cheese. I just load up on that, some greens.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Broccoli with cheese sauce?
Yeah. All that stuff. Yummy. The sides.
Oh, my mouth is watering.
Yeah. Luckily, we have all this Halloween candy.
Yeah. I brought in a big bag of extra Halloween candy.
Yeah. Usually, we only have snacks when guests are here, but we're like, you know, treat yourself.
Yes. number 9, it's fine to buy parts of your meal, like buy a pie.
It's fine to buy the whole meal.
Buy the whole meal.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You're not fooling anyone.
Nope.
Nobody cares.
No one cares.
Make a timeline and master list of everything that needs to happen. I enjoy that.
Okay. But then do you want to do the stuff or no?
I just like making the list.
Making the list.
Yeah. Yes, and stick the list on the fridge or wherever you'll see it. And it's also helpful to set alarms on the phone for really key moments, like putting the turkey in the oven.
get that together.
I love lists. I just like writing them.
I like to make a to-do list as well. I found a program called I Procrastinate where you can make it on your phone. So you make like a category, say like turkey, and then you'd be like, get stuffing. And then under stuffing, you could be like, you know, what are all the little things that you need? Like you can break it down.
Oh, wow.
List within list is fantastic.
Rising up from the pit of hell, I'm a feathered fiend with a gravy smell. A beast let loose from a demon's cage, an avatar of the red man's rage. I'm turkey,
he's turkey.
I'm turkey,
he's turkey.
Not a semen-sucking swan. I'm turkey,
he's turkey.
I'm turkey,
he's turkey.
Like the wrath of fucking Khan. I'm a psycho killer, Keskese, so you better not get in my way, or I'll run you down like a meth head trucker. Gobble, gobble, motherfucker!
I have you Tales run, from the Campfire.
You are you serious? Okay,
I do.
So Tales from Der Campfire is a segment where we find tales on the internet of the paranormal, urban legends, folklore, fake lore, scary stories,
yes.
Ghost stories.
Ghost stories, myth, and, legend, yeah. Urban legend.
And we retell them here around the digital campfire. So for Thanksgiving, please gather around. Get that turkey leg and gather around.
Thanksgiving Day Ghost. This
okay.
is what it's called. It's written by somebody from Ohio.
Great.
Okay.
We know we're in for a treat.
Yes. A few years ago, I was at my parents' home for a family dinner on Thanksgiving Day.
In the Buckeye State. Is that Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what a Buckeye is.
Me neither. It's a tree.
Okay.
I think.
I was like, is it a bird?
This is the house I grew up in and have never experienced anything paranormal.
Okay.
What happened to me this day was very surprising, and it still bothers me to this day.
Okay, it's in the present. I like that.
I spent the early part of the day helping my mother in the kitchen preparing dinner. We were laughing and talking and looking forward to sitting down to eat with the whole family.
Really? Great, yeah.
While making pumpkin pies, my mother needed to take a break from the heat of the kitchen and went to the living room to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Okay, and that thing comes on so early.
It comes on. It's just like...
I feel like it comes on like 6 o'clock in the morning. Whenever I see it, it's like the last. It's like they're cleaning up.
Yeah, they get, they're out there at 3 a.m. getting ready.
Wow.
And then they're just
the
like,
cool thing is, if you've ever seen the night before, you could go see them blow up the balloons by the, it's like in the Upper West Side. That's pretty cool. I've made it to that. That's
yeah,
it.
Many, many years ago, I worked at that Macy's at Herald Square.
Did you see the parade?
Well, they invited you to be a volunteer if you wanted.
Okay. Did you do it?
No.
Okay. You're like, I'm not doing this shit for free. Holding onto a balloon.
Yeah, but it would have been kind of cool to do it, but not really.
I kind of have a fear of those things.
Yeah.
I know that they say it's safe, but I know the one time I'd be holding, like Bart Simpson, a gust of wind would come, and I'd get blown into the air and, like, crack my head on a light pole or something like that. So I say no. No.
That's your horror story.
Yes, that's what I think would happen to me. A girl got crushed one year by a balloon. Remember, there's
Bart
a girl in a wheelchair.
Simpson,
I just, that was the only one I could think of. Not Snoopy, for sure. I like Snoopy.
Yeah, Snoopy wouldn't do that.
Snoopy would never do that.
Bart, yeah.
Possibly Woodstock by accident, but, you know, frankly. All right.
So she is, the mother is back to the story. The mother is watching
the
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this, our author is saying, I stayed in the kitchen and continued to work.
Good.
While making the pies, I needed to go to the pantry to get some ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
The pantry is located down a short hallway connecting the kitchen with the back of the house.
The haunted pantry. There's an armoire in there you wouldn't believe.
I grabbed the items I needed and headed back to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I was almost back to the kitchen when I remembered that I forgot to grab something and quickly pivoted around to head back to the pantry.
Okay. Still carrying the first items.
Yes. To my shock, there was a man standing near the area I just was. I must have been gone 2 to 3 seconds, even though it felt like forever, and then he was gone. Oh.
Huh?
No, let me reread that.
Okay.
It must have been 2 to 3 seconds, even though it felt like forever, and then he was gone.
Okay.
I have never seen this man before, but I can remember he was wearing overalls and a hat.
Why is it significant to people that they have not seen them before? Like, if it was someone that I had seen before, mm-hmm. let's say Sam Shepard.
Yeah.
I still would be
disturbed. Seeing somebody that wasn't there a second ago. The most disturbing thing for me was it seemed as though
the overalls. His lack of
fashion sense.
Yes. His informal attire offended me.
It looked as though he reacted to me. It was like he was either shocked that I saw him or he was shocked to see me, so he had a reaction.
Okay. He's like, what are all these people doing in my house?
Yeah. After seeing this man, I decided not to tell my mother or father.
Okay. Good move.
It wasn't until months later I felt comfortable enough to tell my mom about it. She was interested but said she had never seen anything unusual happen to her in the 35 years she lived in the house.
She was interested. She was mildly interested, but...
Oh, I find that interesting, dear.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
I've never seen a thing.
Not a thing.
I know what I saw. I know he was there. My question is, why? Who is he?
How am I supposed to
know
that?
Him? In my 28 years of living and now visiting my childhood home, I have so many great memories, but the 2 to 3 seconds on that Thanksgiving Day seems to be burned in my mind more than anything else I've experienced in the house.
Do you think it was a country shadow man?
Yeah.
It could have been. Like, what else?
No, it was just, it was whoever. I think it was the person who lived there before.
And whatever house was there before.
Right. And it was just a ghost, and it was like,
He just happened to be there, like, wrong room.
Yeah, or maybe, he's been there, and he's just been very quiet, just a very laid-back ghost.
Like, chilled out.
Yeah, and was just like, okay, now I can appear because they're going into the kitchen.
Okay. And then they turned around,
and,
he's like, son of a...
Yeah. That's exactly...
Really?
Yeah.
That's like a rough day for a ghost.
Yeah, like,
Yeah, why?
Like in Beetlejuice, they're like, don't let anyone see you.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting good at this. I'm really good at this. I'm really good at not being seen.
You know
what?
You screwed up, Harold. You've been seen again. I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Harold and his overalls.
Harold and his overalls. Gentleman farmer ghost. So I have a little thing here on, everyone knows that Sarah Jessica Parker is not my favorite person
at all. You don't like her. I like her.
I don't particularly care for her. But however, I have to defend her on this one. So I saw this article that said Sarah Jessica Parker's Thanksgiving nightmare is scarier than a ghost story. So she's got a new TV show out right now called Divorce.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. It looks awful. Not because she's in it. it just doesn't look that interesting.
Yeah.
But so they're trying to come up with ways to promote this. But it's hard to promote something that the title is divorce, because that's something that a lot of people really don't want to get involved in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's hard to publicize that. So this is a little article that says, while Sarah Jessica Parker now considers herself to be a Thanksgiving pro, she used to have serious turkey anxiety.
Turkey anxiety.
So they talked to her, the divorce actress, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like the divorced actress. But they're saying, like, the divorce actress.
Right.
And I'm like, come on, guys. Like,
they
this
should
is
not have done that.
Very poorly worded.
She's still with Matthew Broderick.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird. Opened up a terrifying experience of her cooking her first Thanksgiving meal. She says, I was so scared. I'd never cooked a turkey in my life. And I was really, really young. And I remember having a dream the night before that I had only cooked a carcass.
Oh, no.
Pulled it out, revealed it, and it was a carcass. She said, terrifying, but at least it was just a nightmare. She admits that over the years, she's had varying success with cooking the bird, but her most crowd-pleasing dish is peas. So I'm like, peas?
I love peas.
Ugh. I always cook baby peas with sour cream, salted butter, and grainy mustard. It's crazy good. People love it and want to inject it into their bloodstream. So, in any case, she goes on to talk about, like, they get so many pies at their house that they can't even keep them inside. They keep them in, like, minivan. Like, I guess they have huge dinners or whatever. But the reason why I have to defend her is that the picture that went along with this was so unflattering.
Oh, no.
That I could not believe. Like, and, you know, I don't think she's attractive, but it's like, come on. All I could think of looking at this picture is that people in makeup, they hate her.
Oh.
The lighting people hate her. The hair people.
They did her wrong.
Wardrobe. They did her wrong. It looks like one of those photos when they say, like, they show you a before and after for plastic surgery, and they've doctored the before to look really bad and haggard. So I just felt bad for her.
Ugh.
And I wanted to say, it's terrible. I don't like Sarah Jessica Parker, but come on. Come on.
Give her a break.
Give her a break. It's
she's
Thanksgiving.
Working.
She's working.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but it's still work.
She's one of the hardest working people. She'll do anything.
I have never seen a picture of a celebrity look so bad.
Mm.
I can't believe they just, and it wasn't like People.
It wasn't like People.
It was People magazine.
Oh, no.
And it was like a whole one page. It was really, really, really. I mean, everything looked bad. It didn't even look like her.
Aww.
I should check to see if it was someone doing her. And it wasn't her at
right.
all. It didn't look right at
Serving
all.
Serving up some Sarah Jessica
Parker
realness.
Yeah, giving some SJP realness.
Yeah.
In any case, so that's my Thanksgiving. I don't know. I just felt bad for her. That's why I throw that out there.
Mm.
All right. What do you have?
Okay. I have 6 cranberry facts that you didn't know.
Great.
I know, you look excited.
I like cranberries.
I love cranberries, too. But cranberries are a staple dish at the Thanksgiving feast.
Well, when I was a kid, everyone always had that one can of cranberry. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, they slide it out of the
can
into
one piece,
a dish.
And it's still in the shape of the can.
Yeah, or it's like, or they get the crushed cranberries. But
yeah,
it's like, what,
that's bad.
But no matter how you feel about the cranberry, it's going to be there.
Okay.
No matter what.
It will be there.
Yes. So I'm going to give you a few facts, especially if you're having a hard time this Thanksgiving, you can start talking about cranberries.
If nothing else, if the election bored you.
All right. Number one, the cranberry is only one of a handful of fruit that are native to North America.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Very few fruits.
Apples.
Well, I don't care.
Yeah.
This is about facts. Cranberries.
This is about cranberries.
Cranberries serve as both food and medicine.
Okay.
To Native Americans due to their anti-inflammatory properties.
Nice.
That's really good to know.
Yeah, they're good for ladies, too. And
yes.
Lady parts.
Yes.
They got the 4 R's.
What's the 4 R's?
Rehearse, record, rinse, or repeat.
To all that.
20% of the total cranberry harvest is consumed on Thanksgiving, mostly as a sauce.
Really?
Because you hear about cranberry juice all the time.
I love cranberry juice. I think for usually around this time of year, that's when I start firing up the cranberry with vodka.
Oh, right.
You can also make a lot of nice hot drinks with cranberry as well.
Right. And you could cover them with chocolate.
Mm-hmm. You can do a lot of things. I make cranberry scones.
Oh, only 5% of cranberries are consumed as fresh fruit because they're too bitter.
Have you ever eaten one before?
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it's work.
Yeah.
Like,
cranberries take 16 months to grow.
I didn't know that.
Can you believe that?
I've seen a cranberry bog. I think those are bizarre. I've always wanted to go and see one in person because it's hard to believe.
Yes. Well, that's a number six here. Cranberries do not grow underwater, but for harvesting purposes, the bogs are flooded.
Yeah.
And the fruit floats.
They float
to the
top. It's so weird.
It's such a weird way to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, flood the bog.
I wonder when they started doing that, because clearly before the bog flooding, they were getting them.
Yeah.
It sounds lazy. All right.
Yes. And those are my facts.
Oh, that's it? There's a cranberry
yeah,
facts?
It's just a few facts.
Just a few facts about the cranberry.
I mean, how many do you want?
Not very many.
Yeah.
Like,
that's good.
Yeah.
This is
six
perfect.
Is good. So I have here, speaking of the foods, this is Butterball's Turkey Hotline, mm-hmm. preventing Thanksgiving disasters for 35 years.
Oh, my God.
So we know I've never cooked a turkey. I know about Butterball. That's like the only brand that I know. Mm-hmm. And when I was a little kid, I used to always think there was like butter in there.
Oh, yes.
That's what I always thought about. Like, it's stuffed with butter. So it says, in a quiet Chicago suburb, there's a nondescript cluster of offices. And inside there, there's the headquarters of the Butterball Hotline. It's a telephone bank of 50 poultry professionals.
No kidding.
And then starting today, which was November 1st for the article, the lines are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's the Butterball Talk Line. And they estimate that about 10,000 people, like people call throughout the season, but on Thanksgiving Day, 10,000 people call. Like, you need to get your shit together. If you're calling
wow.
the Butterball Hotline on Thanksgiving Day, you haven't prepared at all.
Are you going to, or should we call them and just say hello?
Yeah, hey, how's it going? Yeah. Like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
There are people, do you have a turkey emergency?
No.
Well, then next.
Oh. Like, I just wanted to see how you were doing.
Yes. How are you doing? Wow. So this year they're putting in for the first time texting because they found that people want to be able to text their like simple questions and things like that back and
I
forth.
I think that's a mistake because people with the autocorrect, it's going to be, their texts are going to be
all over the place.
Yeah, all over.
It's going to be a show. And then during Thanksgiving, the texting, you can do that 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So it's like for the entire Thanksgiving. They said 88% of people have turkey on Thanksgiving. That's 46 million turkeys. Or 736 million pounds of white
Ooh,
and dark meat.
That's gross.
It's gross
the way
when
they
you think of,
phrase
yeah.
it that way.
I think of like a big heap of like turkey meat.
Yeah.
So they've actually, at first it was just all women doing it, but then they've added some men on as well to help when people call up. Because I guess more men are calling and they don't want to talk to a woman.
Yeah.
About turkeys?
They don't?
Or I don't know. But the article kind of, like, insinuates that because men were calling, they were like, maybe we should add some men. And I'm like, well, you should just add anyone who wants to work for the turkey hotline should be able to work
right.
there, regardless of gender. Like,
right.
if you know something about turkeys, you're way ahead of everybody else.
So, for the ego of the male chef?
Mm-hmm. They've put on the male butterball poultry professionals.
Because there's only one way
yeah.
to get through to a man, and that's another man.
That's another man. Yeah, a man can't talk to a woman.
No. Come on.
So, they have added some male poultry professionals for you gentlemen out there who, for some bizarre reason, don't want to talk to a woman about
woman,
it.
Woman, get a man on the phone.
Yes.
This is a situation that requires... The male mind.
The male mind.
What?
And then they're on Facebook and they're on Twitter. And they also have a turkey search engine
mm-hmm.
that you can use. I don't know what it does, how to use it, or where you could find what's going on. It says here, if you call up, you'll get directly to a real person. There's no real, like, they thought about having a robo turkey
mm-hmm.
thing, but they thought people don't want to talk to a robot.
No, I don't.
And people don't want to text with a robot either. So you get to speak to a real person.
Keep the robots for search and rescue.
Yes. All of the poultry professionals are qualified. They have graduated from Butterball University, Butterball U,
mm-hmm.
and they know how to cook. And they know how to take care of everything. They can tell you how to properly thaw a bird, which I did not know. You have to, if you get a frozen turkey, for every 4 pounds, you thaw it for one day in the refrigerator.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know it took
wow.
that long to thaw. So if you have a 20-pound bird, you know, it's 5 days in the refrigerator.
You know, I've never redeemed my free bird. Did you ever hear about the free birds they give away at the supermarket?
Yeah, I've never gotten the free bird either. I'm like, give it to somebody else.
Yeah, though so it's like if you have a certain amount in groceries, like if you buy $300 worth in a few months' time or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
then you're like, you get a free turkey for Thanksgiving. And you just come in with your receipt and saying, I want my free. I never, ever got my turkey. I have like 20 turkeys in my life that I've never collected on.
I never collected them either. I wonder if I can give it to someone else who needs a turkey.
Yeah, you can get it and then just give it
like
to
someone. Like the person behind me, like, yeah, you got kids?
You want a turkey?
You want a turkey?
You got a freezer?
Got a freezer. Here you go. Boom.
Yeah, you can do that.
So that is the, you know, if you need help from now until, I guess, midnight on Thanksgiving, I don't know why you would need help at like 10 o'clock on Thanksgiving night, like you fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, it's too late.
It's like, get back in the kitchen and do it right.
Yeah,
and we're not
it.
Leaving until we get our dinner.
Until it's done. But they say they estimate 3 million people a year make dinner by using their online social media platforms. Mm-hmm. So using their Twitter, using their Facebook, on their turkey search mm-hmm. engine or whatever. They said that the youngest person they've ever called is a 7-year-old mm-hmm. who called up with turkey help. The oldest was a 91-year-old woman. She calls every year. For the past 2 decades.
And asks the same question.
Yes. And she says,
is my turkey ready yet?
I know how to make a turkey, but I just need assurance that I'm doing it right.
Aww.
If you are 90 years old and you're still insecure in your ability to make a turkey, I don't know what to say, lady.
Aww.
I don't know what to say.
Somebody to talk to.
So yeah, Butterball. It's very interesting.
That is interesting.
Know people, we reported 1 year in house how many people get injured trying to flash fry a turkey. I wonder if that's like a lot of things. And people are like, how do I flash fry a turkey? And they're like, don't.
No, that's the answer. Don't deep fry
turkey. Do not do
turkey.
It.
No.
I'm just imagining what people do. I think the way that people get hurt is that they just fling it into the hot.
Boiling
oil.
Oil.
Like, yes. Instead of easing it in. But whatever. All right, what do you have?
I have how to be thankful.
Okay. I'd like to know.
Hey, because it's Thanksgiving.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
You go around the table on Thanksgiving and you say what you're thankful for, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's funny to do that with kids. Like, what are you thankful for? They're like, you know, whatever, the insert the name of the toy, whatever.
Yes, exactly. I'm thankful for that thing I'm going to be getting,
yeah,
hopefully.
Pillow pets.
Pillow pets.
Thankful for Santa Claus.
My brother. Ha, just kidding.
Yeah.
All right, how do we be thankful?
Number one, keep a gratitude journal.
No.
Reminding yourself what you have to be grateful for. Recording your gratefulness each day helps to cement how thankful you are.
Okay.
All right.
I'm happy I got some coin in my pocket.
Yeah.
Is that legit?
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And instead of a gratitude journal, I keep like a ledger for my bank account. That's my gratitude journal right there.
They say record 3 to 5 things that
daily.
You're thankful for every day.
Okay.
So they can be simple as the sun was shining or as big as my significant other proposed.
Every day? That's every like day. A, I mean, I'm sorry, but that needs to go somewhere more significant. It can't be like, you know, my haircut worked. I was proposed to. These are not things that are, you know, like on the same category.
Not at all.
I'm thankful I punched no one in the throat today.
Yes. And then this says spend each time reflecting on the thing that you are most grateful for. Mm-hmm. So you sit there at the end of the day, like, I didn't punch anyone in the throat.
Yes. Again. That's all. That's going to be my 3 to 4 things every day. Same thing over it.
Yeah.
Not punch anyone in the throat.
You can be thankful for a warm bed, your cat snuggling with you.
Okay.
Whatever. All right. Number two is turn your thinking around. People who are thankful for things in their lives aren't living an easier life than you. In fact, many of the people who are practicing the most gratitude are the people who have incredibly difficult things happen to them.
Yes. That's what I always thought growing up when they're like, you need to be thankful. I'm like, my life ain't that bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, right?
Right.
All right. So... use the right words. Using negative language and labeling can make any situation more difficult and harder for you to be thankful in general.
Okay.
So, you know, and don't bash yourself and others. That's going to make you less able to be truly thankful. So you have to turn your thinking around.
It's like you turn the beat around.
Instead of thinking, I'm so stupid when it comes to math, instead say, I'm having some difficulty with this math problem.
Where's the thankfulness part of that?
Well, it just helps your thinking.
Oh,
turn
okay.
Turn your thinking around. So
I got lost.
Like, trying to...
Okay.
You're not...
But I feel like we moved away from being thankful.
Yeah, but this is...
To just being positive. That's not the same.
Yeah. Well, and then you're going to hate number three, which is...
Oh, no. Be
Wait,
positive.
Wait, no, you may have difficulty with number three.
Okay, lay it on me.
Practice mindfulness.
Oh, my God. Really? And now I can, I'm not going to be able to write, I didn't punch anyone in the throat.
Yeah.
Like, mindfulness still around? I thought that went
it
out
sure
with, the,
is.
With the 2010.
No, but being in the moment, you're making it impossible.
Oh my God. Being in the moment.
For your brain to race ahead and worry or plan for the future mm-hmm. or become bogged down in the past.
But like evolutionarily, like this is how we survive.
Yeah, you got to think
you
about gotta the
You got to think about the future.
And then look at the past and say, I don't want to do that.
Yes. Anymore. You know? A bear just attacked me when I went into that cave. Okay, there's a cave over there. Maybe I should consider not going in there. Should I be worried there's a bear in that cave? According to this, no, I should just rush in.
Yeah.
Get my ass bit.
Be in the moment.
Be in the moment.
Practice mindfulness while you eat. That means don't read a book or watch TV.
Huh? All right, sometimes the food is not that good and I don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
I have to say, because I've been trying to be healthier and eat a lot of salads, I need to have something else going on in my life while I'm eating leaves in a bowl. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, if I get mindful on that, the punch in the throat thing is going to come back into my mind.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, right.
As I'm eating what looks like cut grass.
Yeah, well, they're saying, well, when focus on the food you're putting in your mouth. Is it hot? Cold? What's the texture like?
It's tasteless. It has very few calories, and there's no alcohol in it.
Like, while doing this, do it while you go out for a walk or simply sit outside. Notice the color of the sky and the shape of the clouds.
If it's not blue, I'm out. Notice, okay. Wow.
Notice the wind, listen to the wind in the trees, the sound of children playing, the sounds of cars as they go past you.
That doesn't, yeah.
Taxi.
This person grew up in the 70s. You know what cars sound like now? Nothing, man.
Yeah, they nothing. Sneak up on you. Yeah.
That's it.
Can you do that again?
The light breeze. I realized it the other day because I'm always pretty mindful, as they say, when I'm crossing the street, but the cars are really, really very quiet.
They gotta watch it.
I wish they had like a little jingle that came with them,
like a little jingle bell
I don't know, like David Bowie or something. I don't know, like something when they go by to let you know, like changes.
Oh yeah. My god, changes.
Like, oh thanks, didn't see that there. Prius.
Number four, practice meditation.
Okay.
And it says go sit somewhere quiet and meditate for 15 minutes each day.
No, I'm down with that.
That's all right. Take deep breaths. Let your belly would rise and fall with each inhale and exhale. Focus on your breath. And, you know, if you practice this, it can help with mental health issues and a general sense of well-being in your life.
Yeah, and let's just, I mean, that is a real thing. Like, I make fun of a lot of stuff, but, like, sometimes you need, and I would say if you can get away with a half an hour or more, take as much time as you fucking can get away from everybody and breathe.
Yeah, and meditate. There's some great apps that have meditations, and you can just listen to them on your phone. And
they
just
work.
Sit in a little quiet corner.
I think even if you, for a lot of people, it's difficult for me to quiet my mind. Even if you can't get into what you think is legitimate meditation, the attempt is good enough.
Yeah.
Like just taking 15, 20 minutes away, especially during this time of the year when shit's getting cray cray.
Yes. cultivate a healthy lifestyle. Being thankful is actually something that
can... Oh, they mentioned the thankful part again. Thank goodness I got lost.
They can greatly help you make you healthy and keep you healthy. A healthy lifestyle for yourself will be getting enough sleep, drinking water. You hate that.
I know. I hate water.
You have a problem sometimes drinking water.
I don't like it.
And eat in a way that fosters your well-being.
Much like a salad, there's no alcohol content to water.
Yeah.
You know?
No alcohol.
There's no alcohol in it. If they would add that aspect to water, I'd be all over it.
Yeah.
I guess they call that vodka.
Well, they say sleep. Get your sleep. Get enough water.
Get someone else's sleep. Get all the sleep you can.
Steal the sleep.
Get mine. Get yours. Doesn't matter.
Come on, Darren. Come on. Clouds are waiting. There are no turkeys here.
And we'll have man love. Man love. In hell. Time. We'll have man love. Man love. Cause in heaven.
And now in California, Connecticut, Delaware,
Hawaii, Iowa.
All right, cool. So, how to be thankful. I found an interesting article here, and it's from the New York Times, and it says, and I just like the title, and I think the title says it all. There are no wrong Thanksgiving wines.
Oh. That's it.
And you can replace that word Thanksgiving with anything, as far as I'm concerned.
But what were they trying to say here?
Well, they're saying that people panic because, you know, have a lot of people coming over. You want to pick wine, but let's be honest, if you've got 20 people, you know, you don't want the wine to be too expensive. So they say that you should bring one red and a white and sometimes a sparkling wine or a rosé. It says no one, except for a complete asshole, emphasis my own, is going to complain about the quality of the wine.
Right.
So they're saying make your, you know, $25 max, unless you're like rolling in dough.
Yeah.
And you know, if you buy a case of wine, generally you get like 10% off or 12% off or something like that. So they're saying we a large crowd, you don't want to spend a lot of money, cap the wine at $25 a bottle. And the recommendations are, you know, I'm going to ask you, how much
wait,
wine?
$25 for two bottles.
that works well. $25 max for one bottle.
Okay. Oh, okay.
For one bottle. And then they say, well, how much wine should you have? At least one bottle per person.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. At least. And they're like, and if you have left over, I'm like, you know what? What?
And who? They always say, make it into ice cubes. And it's like, ow.
They're like, send people home with it. I'm like, who? Me or Katie? Which one of us is getting the one bottle of wine at the end of the, you know?
With the inch of wine at the end of the...
Yes, the tiny amount of wine. So it recommends for people that the wine, that they're not high in alcohol.
Who said that?
Exactly. They're not high in alcohol, not oaky, not particularly tannic. You want something like fresh and energetic. There's nothing more annoying to me than going and having a wine, which I consider this light alcohol content. So I think 10 and less. Uh-huh. Why am I drinking a soda? Yeah. I have to drink two bottles. If it's low in alcohol and I'm coming, get two.
Yeah.
For me.
Yes. And that's...
And keep it real.
Yeah. And don't insult me with those calories.
Yes. I'm not worried about that.
I'm not working that hard to get the buzz. You better...
They're saying that...
something.
Yeah, Beaujolais.
Give me something I can feel.
A bone dry Sauvignon Blanc. Rieslings. Italian reds. Like Chianti. Chianti to me is like, you want to just knock me out? Mm-hmm. Chianti.
Chianti will do that.
Anything that has like a raffia around the bottom of it.
It has its own casework.
Yes. Anything that has, you know, has been opened out of a crate.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm good. And Zinfandels as well. So, yeah, there's no bad wine for Thanksgiving. So, what are you doing for Thanksgiving this year?
Thanksgiving. I'm actually going to be with family.
Oh, you're going to do family Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay. In New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Just one meal? Or are you guys having multiple?
One meal. Okay. One meal. Let's see all the kitties.
Okay. Are you helping to prepare this meal? Is it potluck style? I don't know.
I don't know what anyone. They just invited me and I said, I'll be there. And I'm going to bring something.
Yeah.
I'll probably just end up bringing dessert.
It's cool. It's nice that you can do one. Because I know a lot of people, when they do family, sometimes it involves them going to like the mother and in-laws and this kind of stuff.
Just the one. What are you doing?
We are decided to escape. We are going to Las Vegas. Uh-huh. And normally, I'm one of those kind of people that I'm like, I don't like to travel around the holidays because it gets crazy. But I did my research, and actually I found a piece on for Hey You Know It, too, that confirms that I was right. The best day to travel is on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
So we are traveling, we're leaving at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into this a little early, have a couple of drinks, because I really like New Jersey Airport, Newark Airport.
Oh, Newark
it's
Airport.
Really, really nice.
Yeah.
It's a great terminal.
It's a better airport than JFK.
So much better. Yet. And it's easier to get to. Like, we just take a little bus, like a shuttle bus from Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. There's some great stores in there, great restaurants. So we usually go a little early, get kind of shitty, do a little shopping. While we're there, and because there'll be deals in the airport too. I know it's weird, but like it's still, you know, kind of Black Friday stuff going on. And then we will arrive in Las Vegas. Our plan is to not hit the buffets because we just can't eat like that anymore.
Yeah,
it's a weird thing as you get older, like your eyes are so much bigger than your stomach.
Yeah, you have such a palate. You have a range of things that you like to eat, but you can't do
You can't.
It.
So, like, when we were younger, when we go to buffets, you'd be like, I go crazy, crab. Now I'm like, let me get 2 pieces of crab legs. I'm good.
Yeah.
It's not worth the buffet. So we want to go bowling because it's cheap out there. It's like 99 cents a game. So we're going to go get some Chinese food, go bowling, and that's pretty much it. We're not really doing
a
Thanksgiving. I'll be thankful to be in Las Vegas.
That's good. That's good. I'm going to get the kids to do dance circles.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
That sounds like a really fun Thanksgiving, too, though. I love making little kids do performance stuff. I find it, there's no end to the amusement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They take direction well. They're enthusiastic. Yeah. They're ready to move.
Yeah. They're going to have a ball.
There's no sass.
Right.
There's no difficult actors.
Yes. So, listeners, we are wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My friends are dead, and my dad is too, but I'm still alive, and I am here with you. Though I'm drenched in blood and a sordid gore, there is still so much I am thankful for. If I squint my eyes...
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. Dreams they have in store. I see all the random people that turkey hacked to death. And my dog at Flash is peeing on the floor. I see Johnny looking handsome as I whisper in his ear. Thanks to you, I'm not a virgin anymore. And we are thankful, thankful. Yes, we're thankful that you spent your hard-earned dough. We're so thankful.
Oh, that would be...
If only you could steal sleep. There's a movie right there. Sleep.
Sleep.
Sleep. Sleep theft? It doesn't work together.
Sleep thief.
Sleep thief? That's too hard to say. Thief of sleep? I don't know. We'll have to work on it. But it's a...
Sleep
it's
stealers.
Sleep stealers? I don't know. Slumber thieves? I don't know.
No, wait.
Slumber thieves.
Slumber bandits.
Slumber bandits. I like... Or sleep bandits. How about sleep bandits? Slumber bandits. How do they do this? Is it on the black market they sell this? Are they just assholes that they're just stealing sleep?
No,
they're throwing
they
it away.
In, they sneak into your room and they suck away your good sleep. So you wake up and you're like exhausted. You're like, I can't get to sleep. That's why you have people have insomnia. Because of the slumber bandits.
The slumber bandits.
Who take it and then they go back to their cave.
And what they do?
They sleep. Because they can't sleep themselves.
Okay, but when are they not sleeping? Because it seems like they're stealing an assload of sleep. Like, how often do they come out to re-up?
They come out at night. So they sleep during the
day. Oh, how about this? How about the sleep that they... So they steal like 10 hours of sleep from somebody, but for them it's only like, it translates to 1 hour.
Yeah.
So they got to steal 10 times as much, you know?
And they're out there.
And they're out there.
And people are just... That's why everyone has insomnia and everyone's exhausted.
Sleep bandits. I like it. All right. A hikey original.